I think that all of you will agree with me that there just seems to be something special about Christmas Eve. There's an excitement in the air, but there is also a sense of peace. And the world around us seems to be a little more hushed. As the song says, there's a feeling of Christmas. Christmas is a very special time of year. But during this Christmas time, it is sometimes all too easy to forget what is really important. The true meaning of Christmas is not found in the wrapping, but in the gift. In the Christmas show with Charlie Brown Christmas, Charlie Brown is sent to pick out a Christmas tree for the children's Christmas program. Instead of getting a nice fancy tree, he picks out one of those small little trees with only a few branches. When he brings the tree back, everyone makes fun of him for picking out such a terrible looking tree. It bends over, the needles keep falling off, and Charlie Brown becomes depressed over the whole situation. In the midst of despair, Charlie Brown shouts out, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" His friend Linus then speaks up and shares the glorious true meaning of Christmas. He quoted from the passage that I just read. You know, Linus had it right. That's what Christmas is all about. It's about the gift. It's about God with us. It's about God coming to touch our hearts with His love. Christmas Eve is the time when the busyness of the world is hushed and we can feel God's love around us. We remember that God Himself left the glory of heaven and came in human flesh as a child. And at Christmas, we remember that the good news of Jesus is the greatest love story that has ever been written. I hope and pray that as you hear the story of Christmas, that you see it as God's love story for all of us. And I also hope and pray that everyone here would know and experience the love of our Lord and Savior for themselves. The birth of Jesus. The story of Christmas is a classic love story. Since we were in Sunday school, we have heard of God's love for us, and we've sung children's hymns like, "Jesus loves me, this I know." But as we grow older, our hearts and our minds can wander from God's love and His offer of salvation. But at Christmas, many people once again try to get a glimpse of God. Many people, maybe some of you even here tonight, try to find the real meaning of life. You try to find real hope, true peace, abundant joy, and everlasting love. The precious things of life that can only be found when Jesus is our Lord and Savior. I've often wondered what it would have been like to be there at the time of Jesus' birth. I try to imagine what Mary saw. The world was busy then too. Most people were traveling to their hometown to register. And Mary, along with Joseph, was one of those people. Like the world today, there was lots of hustle and bustle. Everyone was just so busy. There were so many travelers that Mary and Joseph couldn't even find a place to stay at the inn. So they found a stable to give them shelter. And it was here that Mary gave birth to Jesus. And we are told that she laid him in a manger, just a simple cattle feeder. The sad thing is that most of the people in Bethlehem didn't even notice. In their busyness, they had missed the very presence of God. It's not that they weren't interested in God, but most of the people got caught up in busyness. And in their busyness, they ignored God and what He was doing right there in their midst. If we're honest with ourselves, we'll agree that the world has not changed a whole lot. There is still hustle and bustle, probably even more so. Everyone is so busy, but there is the desire, the need, to look into the hearts of God, because that is the only place that salvation and peace can be found. Like any mother, I'm sure that Mary looked into the manger. She saw her baby, probably listened for his breathing, making sure that everything was okay. yet she saw so much more. She remembered the promises of God. And so as she stared into those eyes of Jesus, she realized that she was staring into the very hearts of God. While she was there with Jesus, we are told that the shepherds arrived and they told her what the angel had said to them. And they too looked upon Jesus. They looked upon the love of God that lay right there before them. The love of God that had come down from heaven. After the shepherds left, the Bible tells us that Mary pondered all of these things within her heart, because everything she and the world around her needed was right there in front of her. Everything that her hustling and bustling neighbors and friends could ever ask for was laying in the manger. But they were too busy with the things of the world to notice. The key to understanding God, the key to understanding the meaning of life, the key to the abundant and the eternal life was right there lying in the manger. Imagine for a moment Mary lifting Jesus out of the manger and handing him to you. And there you stand, holding in your arms the one and only Son of God. And as you look down into his face, you realize that you too are looking into the very hearts of God. In your arms, you have everything that the world is truly longing for. While the rest of the world hustles and bustles, there you are, in the quiets of the night, looking into the face of this child, looking at the Savior of the world, the one who came to take our brokenness and make us whole again. And as you hold Jesus in your arms, you may ask yourself, why would Almighty God do this? And then you look outside. It is a bright night. The stars are out. But one star seems shining especially bright this evening. And with that light, you see a shadow. The shadow of the cross. And then you truly understand. You understand why Jesus came into the world. He came to give you life, eternal life. He came to exchange his life for yours. This year, like every year, millions of people, both adults and children, will open millions of gifts. Some will not fit. Some will be the wrong color. Many will be returned and some will be exchanged or some will be put into storage. But there is one gift. Only one gift that meets all of our needs. One gift that never breaks. One gift that will never wear out. A gift that is appropriate for a small child, a teenager, an adult, or a senior citizen. It is a gift that is appropriate for a boy or for a girl, for a man or for a woman. That gift, that most valuable gift of all, is Jesus. And he promises that if you trust in him, if you accept him as your Lord and as your Savior, he will set you free from sin and death. He will fill you with his peace and with his joy. He will give you both abundance and eternal life. God has given each of you the gift of Jesus. The question we all need to ask is, will we accept his gift today? As I close, I would like to tell you a story about a boy by the name of Wallace Perling. He was 9 years old. Physically, he looked his age, but developmentally, he was only at the level of about a six-year-old. As Christmas approached, Wallace wanted more than anything to have a part in the Christmas play. He really wanted to be a shepherd, but his teacher thought that he would make an excellent innkeeper instead. He practiced his part faithfully, and he was ready for the big night. Everybody performed beautifully, and no one even missed a line. Finally, the play came to the part where Mary and Joseph knocked on the door of the inn. "What do you want?" asked Wallace as he opened the door with a gruff gesture. We seek lodging, came the response. Seek it elsewhere, the inn is full. But sir, we have tried elsewhere, we have come a long way, and we are very tired, they responded. Go away, Wallace commanded. There is no room in my inn for you. But sir, my wife is with child. Don't you have a corner where we can get out of the cold? For the first time, Wallace, the innkeeper, broke his icy stare and looked at Mary. There was a long silence. The audience was tense with embarrassment because they thought that Wallace had forgotten his lines. No be gone, the prompter whispered. No be gone, Wallace said half-heartedly. Joseph sadly placed his arm around Mary as they began to move off of the stage. Suddenly, this Christmas program became different from all of the others. Wallace couldn't stand it any longer. The young boy with a huge heart had tears in his eyes. He shouted, "Wait, Joseph, don't go. Bring Mary back." Wallace began to smile brightly and said, "You can have my room. I'll sleep out in the cold." The religious folk and those who cared about a professional performance thought that the whole Christmas play had been ruined, but others knew better. They knew that Wallace Perling had caught the real meaning of Christmas, a heart of giving, a heart of self-sacrifice, a heart that was open to receive Jesus. Tonight is a night that we all have to ask ourselves, especially those who may not be living for the Lord. Do you have room in your heart for Jesus? Jesus is God's gift to us. Jesus is God's gift of salvation, his gift of eternal life in heaven. Jesus is the only one that can take your fears, your regrets, your shame, your broken dreams, and make you whole again. That really is what Christmas is all about. And the true meaning of Christmas is not found in the wrapping, but in the gift of Jesus.